was in the town of Heerlen, which is about 20 kilometres across the border to the main German gateway town of Aachen. Shortly before midnight, he took a taxi across the border, came into the centre of Aachen, and when asked to pay his fare, he took out a long-bladed knife and stabbed the taxi driver and fled the scene. Just a few streets away, he approached a man who was getting out of his car. He just parked his car, and he asked him for money. Jost Schutzberg, the spokesman for the state prosecutor in Aachen, said, quote, simply when he didn't give it to him, he stabbed him several times, seriously injuring him. The man fled from that scene and hailed down another taxi and asked to be taken to Cologne, which is about 100 kilometres away. And on the way, he asked the taxi driver to stop at a service station. But when he got out, the taxi driver had received an alarm about this character because of the wounded taxi driver he'd left behind in Aachen. So he was alerted and he sped off. But the man wasn't finished, and he then approached an Estonian lorry driver, tried to extort money from him, and injured him, quote, very badly. I just noticed this morning that he's now just come out of a life-threatening condition. He then tried to cross the A4 motorway and was hit by a car, curiously driven by an Englishman travelling with his wife. He was killed instantly. The motive and the what he was doing in Holland are so far a mystery. The police are just saying it seems to be a ghost in the machine. The man was, they describe him as, quotes, completely unhinged. There seemed to be no rhyme or reason to the stabbing spree. He told the second taxi driver that he wanted to go to Cologne because, quotes, I have friends there who owe me money. The police don't believe that that's the case. He seemed to be... There's an autopsy scheduled on his corpse. One theory among the local media here is that he might have been high on drugs.